campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Thursday, June 27th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, everything seems to be political these days. Facebook to knitting sites. Now the children's magazine Highlights is getting in on the action, weighing in print on the immigration debate in a recent issue. Find it in doctor's offices everywhere, or don't, I suppose. Two, pro-life groups in Michigan officially starting a petition to campaign to ban a second trimester abortion procedure, essentially the dismemberment of the child. They'll need 340,000 signatures in about 6 months, and lawmakers could act even without the approval of the governor. And number one, the 2020 campaign began in earnest last night. First of two nights featuring Democrats debating. Plenty of audio coming up this hour as we hear just how far to the left these candidates are willing to run. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you so much for joining us all across the great state of Michigan. Glad to be here talking with the Steve Gruber Show audience on this Thursday after the first Democratic debate. We'll have that in just a moment. Some audio cuts coming up. Also in this hour, Maria Espinoza, Dr. John S. Baker, Hour 3, Ron Van Timmeren, and Phil Wegman from Real Clear News, Real Clear Politics. He was there in Florida last night. We'll talk with him about what he saw and experienced down at the debates. He'll be there again tonight, so actually Phil is back with us tomorrow morning as well to weigh in on night number two with Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris. Let's get right to some of these audio cuts, Alex. The first Democratic debate last night, Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, Beto O'Rourke, Amy Klobuchar, Julian Castro, Bill de Blasio, Tulsi Gabbard, Tim Ryan, Jay Inslee. Did I get everyone, I think? All 10 on the stage. No one talked for more than 10 minutes or so total through the night. Cory Booker had the most talk time. And you know what? Let's hear from Cory Booker. This is Booker 1 from last night. Cory Booker, again, had the most talk time, and I'm seeing a lot of places saying he had a pretty good night last night on the debate stage. You can judge for yourself here. Cory Booker talking about getting things done in Washington as potentially president.
How do you deal with Mitch McConnell? You've been in the Senate. You can't get bills on the floor right now with Mitch McConnell. Presidents can't do it. Is President Booker going to get his bills on the floor with Senator McConnell?
You know, when I got to the United States Senate, going back to what de Blasio said, as an African-American man in an African-American-dominated community, I knew one of the biggest issues was criminal justice reform. From police accountability to dealing with the fact that we have a nation that has more African-Americans under criminal supervision than all the slaves in 1850. And when I got to the Senate, people told me we could not get a comprehensive criminal justice reform bill done. As my colleagues in the Senate know, I fought on that bill from the day I got to the Senate, built coalitions across the aisle, and today we passed the First Step Act. It's not as far as I want to go, but thousands of people will be liberated. I've taken on tough problems people said we cannot achieve, and I've been able to get things accomplished.
Cory Booker last night, he's a guy who... In many interviews, you'll hear him saying, "We need to be need to reach out to the other side. You know, Republicans are people too, and we have to be peaceful people, and we have to be loving. That's his big thing: love. We have to love one another." And then in other interviews, he'll be like the nutsiest, most vociferous critic, using harsh language of conservatives and Republicans. Talking about the First Step Act last night, getting things done in Washington, Cory Booker. Again, I think people generally, it looks like from what I can see this morning, think he had a pretty good night, low expectations, and perhaps exceeded those low expectations. Let's hear a couple of cuts on the issue of abortion, where Democrats are running as hard and as far to the left as possible on this issue. Let's hear Elizabeth Warren first. This is Warren 1. I think the question's on here, but she's asked by Lester Holt if she would be in favor of any restrictions on abortion. Elizabeth Warren.
Anybody can get and exercise that right.
Senator Warren, would you put limits on any limits on abortion?
I would make certain that every woman has access to the full range of reproductive health care services, and that includes birth control, it includes abortion, it includes everything for a woman. And I want to add on that, It's not enough for us to expect the courts to protect us. 47 years ago, Roe versus Wade was decided, and we've all looked to the courts all that time as state after state has undermined Roe, has put in exceptions, has come right up to the edge of taking away protection.
Your time is up, Senator.
We now have an America where most people support Roe versus Wade. We need to make that
Senator
federal law.
Thank you. Jose? Yes,
sir. Thank you.
All right. So no. The answer is no. She no restrictions whatsoever. And by the way, Elizabeth Warren, most people, most Americans support a ban on abortion after 20 weeks. Polling says that's absolutely true. So are we all for that, too? I guess. So, Warren saying not in so many words. I mean, she didn't answer the question. She did not list any restrictions whatsoever. She is not looking for any restrictions on abortion. That is what the Democratic Party demands these days. Jay Inslee, the current governor of Washington, on the abortion topic, getting smacked down a bit here by Amy Klobuchar. This is Inslee 1, the governor of Washington, Jay Inslee, from last night.
First, it should not be an option in the United States of America for any insurance company to deny women coverage for their exercise of their right of choice. And I am the only candidate here who has passed a law protecting a woman's right of reproductive health and health insurance. And I'm the only candidate who has passed a public option. And I respect everybody's goals and plans here. But we do have one candidate that's actually advanced the ball. And we got to have access for everyone. I've done it
your
as a public
time is up, Governor. Senator Klobuchar, I want to get you. I'm fascinated by this. Senator Klobuchar.
I just want to say there's three women up here that have fought pretty hard for a woman's right to choose. So I'll start with
Amy Klobuchar. Punching back at Jay Inslee for saying he's the leader. He's the leader on dragging the party to the left on abortion. Amy Klobuchar said, no. Everyone else has up here, too. I don't think we have time to get to the last abortion cut from Julian Castor. We'll hang on to that for a little bit later on in the hour. I mentioned right at the top, Michigan pro-life groups beginning circulating petitions on Wednesday to ban a common second trimester procedure, so says the AP story here, which is essentially the dismemberment, the D&E procedure. They need 340,000 valid voter signatures in the next 6 months. I think they can get there. Then lawmakers could enact the bill even over the governor's opposition. I want to come back to this perhaps next week after the debates and just talk a bit about the way this is going to be covered as it moves forward. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show, though, brought to you by MichiganConstruction.com. Start building Michigan's future and yours today, MichiganConstruction.com. Right now, there are great companies with great jobs looking for people just like you. Pay can start anywhere from $15 an hour to more than $30 an hour, maybe more depending on your experience. Don't wait. Start today. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on MichiganConstruction.com, and remember, great training programs available too. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on MichiganConstruction.com. Scott Bertram in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Lift off into a good book during this year's summer reading program, A Universe of Stories. Summer reading programs not only foster a lifelong love of reading, but studies show they help students reduce the effects of the summer slide. Don't worry, though. Summer reading is for everyone, regardless of age. Ultimately, the goal of summer reading programs is for all of us to get reading. You don't need a library card. You don't have to read library books. And the best part is, everything is free. So with that in mind, blast off into this year's summer reading program at the Eaton Rapids Area District Library.